Singer-songwriter Todd Snyder died last week at the age of 59. Snyder was a hero to many in alt-country music and the East Nashville scene he represented. In the days since his death, dozens of fellow artists have penned tributes to Snyder. He was a rambler and a poet who forged his own imperfect path. NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento has this appreciation.
When I asked several of Todd Snyder's peers and collaborators what they loved most about him, so many of them gave me a similar answer.
Todd was absolutely the master of telling the story.
That's Will Kimbrough. He started playing in Snyder's band in the 1990s. They were making rock music at the time, but continued working together as Snyder moved to Nashville and evolved into more of a folk, talking blues solo artist.
Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed.
Snyder made a name for himself as an incisive writer with an almost overwhelming empathy for the little guy. His songs reflected a winking self-awareness. Snyder was known to joke about working the couch circuit, sleeping wherever he could.
You know, when Todd first came out, people like Kris Kristofferson and John Prine really took note and said, who is this kid who's writing these songs that remind us of our generation?
Snyder was mentored by both. He signed to Jimmy Buffett's label in 1993 and later to Prine's. Throughout his career, he recorded more than a dozen albums and was especially loved for his live performances. Famously, he'd spend nearly 20 minutes just introducing a song, all while holding the audience's attention.
Who does that besides a stand-up comedian?
Singer-songwriter Rod Picott says for him, the magic lived in Snyder's words.
Todd inhabited a very rare place in terms of his songwriting. But it's that kind of place where melancholy and sadness sort of meet up with humor, which makes the humor funnier and makes the melancholy sadder.
All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. Said I had to get a permit, tags and everything.
Snyder was also a mentor. He convinced Aaron Lee Tazjan to move to Nashville in the late 2000s, and then he helped the guitarist launch his own solo career.
He was so beautiful and encouraging to so many of us.
Todd Snyder was also very open about his struggles with addiction, with chronic pain, with life at large. His last album, High, Lonesome, and Then Some, came out last month, and it grappled with a dark time in his life.
He was always very honest with himself. He's always very honest with his audience. He never tried to make things seem better than they were, but yet he had this hopeful air about everything in his life.
Old timer, too late to die young now.
Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento, NPR News.
Old timer. Five and I'm trying to find.